Hi, Jess.
Now, how did Climate in the Pub come about? Tell me how this was born.
Well, Climate in the Pub is actually an initiative of a community group called Climate Change Balmain Rozelle. And we were meeting in a community hall, which was rather cold and not very conducive. And so we thought we were keen to be, you know, a welcoming organisation, and particularly with the toxic debate at the political level amongst the political parties, we thought that a pub would be a perfect venue with sofas and a drink and some nice food. And so, yeah, Climate in the Pub was born to get that debate going that isn't really getting into the community, because to a certain extent no one wants to touch climate change because it's toxic at a federal and state level.
Mm-hmm. I think this is the most wonderful initiative. I think a lot of great ideas and a lot of great social movements and social change and indeed change in general has been born from pubs. So, yeah, I think that this is really wonderful. What are the main kind of themes covered in monthly meetups? How does a meetup generally go?
Oh, well, they're incredibly diverse, and there's a lot of room for discussion. So we'll have perhaps half an hour, a little bit more from our speakers, and then there's a sort of freewheeling discussion. But we've had things like our most recent one was Farmer in the Pub, and we had a record crowd for that one. And we heard from a soil scientist who was also involved in strategic thinking for the Queensland government under Anna Bligh, and from a farmer, Rebecca Gorman, who's a member of an amazing organisation called Farmers for Climate Action. Wow. And in the last year, that organisation's gone from just 100 members to 30,000 members. So it shows you the sort of level of community action that is actually happening, despite the fact that nothing much is happening at the political level. But also we've had things on, you know, cool technology to deploy in your home. We've touched on electric vehicles. We've had personal accounts from Pacific Islanders who, you know, the real experience of what's happening for them. And we've had, you know, right up to the international level, where we keep track of what's happening with the Paris climate negotiations and whether those negotiators are really doing what we want and what we can do to help our politicians join the push.
This is so fantastic. How's the community been responding?
Oh, well, actually, we're growing in numbers. We've got quite a big outreach program. So we go to places like Orange Grove Markets, and we do door knocking in marginal seats as one of our newer things. Phone calling to marginal seats in Queensland is another thing we've done, but we've now got around 1,000 supporters, so
wow.
It's a growing movement.
Have you ever had any politicians participate in the discussion?
Well, look, we did. We're actually fiercely non-partisan, so we try and stay out of being party political. But we did have one session of Climate in the Pub where we invited the political parties to come and talk about the people in political parties doing something on climate change, about what they're doing to try and move their parties. So unfortunately, the Libs didn't get back to us, but we did have the national convener of Labor, the Labor Environmental Action Network, which is a really interesting organisation within Labor. And we also had Phil Bradley, who was a Greens candidate for Parramatta. I'm not too sure if he's going to be the next Greens candidate. I guess he needs to be pre-selected, but he's also involved in Paracan, which is the Parramatta Climate Action Network, which is a very similar organisation.
Mm. You have a meetup coming up this Tuesday. What will the speakers be addressing this week?
So this time it's Can We Sue? The Law and Climate Justice.
Wow.
So, you know, around the world, communities and governments and corporations are facing off in a growing number of climate actions. So people are demanding more action on climate change. They're seeking redress for the costs of climate change. They're alleging deceit or negligence against corporations. And, of course, on the other side of the debate, the right wing are out there seeking to overturn climate legislation. So we've got two really terrific speakers, both at the global cutting edge. There's Rosemary Lister, who's Professor of Climate Change and Environmental Law, and Tim Stevens, who's Professor of International Law, and they're both from Sydney Uni. So they'll be speaking at Climate in the Pub on Tuesday night. And it's at the Three Weeds, if people want to come along, 6:30 for 7. You'll find some good conversation and It's free, but we do like to get a donation.
I cannot think of a better way to engage the quintessential Australian community in conversations around climate change. Jemima, it's fantastic. We'll have to leave it there, but thanks for joining us this morning.
Oh, thanks, Jess. It's a pleasure.